day of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN. What hero theme song is this?
This is Meatloaf, Rock and Roll Hero.
Rock and Roll Hero.
A long time. Wow.
This song came out.
It's on his second album.
I mean, how many years before Tyler Hero was even born?
Oh.
Like,
well, the second
20?
Album came out like around 90.
Well.
Remember, if I would do anything for love.
All right, so this is at least 10 years older than Tyler.
This is the
Tyler Hero.
Blind Before I Stop album.
Yeah, what year did that? What year was that? That was he put out three, I think. Obviously, the first one was a killer, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah,
Bat Out of Hell. But
Tyler Hero, 37 points as the Heat beat the Celtics last night, lead the series 3-1. Tonight's Lakers and Nuggets. Yeah. Saw a text. I wanted to read. Oh, 239. Tomorrow, Chris walks in and smacks Craig with a bag of Skittles.
Smack.
Why just me? Both Pete and I are officially on the Jaguars to win tonight.
That's a bigger game than that. I just think the Jaguars can win by four. That's all. I'm not saying they win by 40 or 30 or, blow them out or anything.
1986 is when that album came out.
Okay.
Really?
September of
86.
Oh,
so that was the second. That was after Bat Out of Hell. And then he made another one. That's
Blind
the one
before,
he actually, you got two more hits
Blind
off
Before I Stop is the fifth studio album by Meatloaf.
Mm. Yeah, but the last, that one was after Bat Out of Hell. That album did not do well. The second one that you're talking about. The third one did. He had a couple hits off of that one, if I remember correctly.
It's a 48-minute album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about right.
And
not a good album.
Oh, you know what? So one of his albums that he put out was Live at Wembley. So that's not anything new. Yeah. That's just
Doesn't that feel like a layup when you put out a live album? You don't have to do any work. It's just they just record your live concert.
Well, you had to do work amazing. One time.
Well, you remember Kiss Alive? That went platinum. I mean, Kiss Alive 2.
Yeah. Yeah. That's easy
a
money.
A lot of them. Frampton Comes Alive, one of the greatest selling albums
I'm just saying,
of all time.
I know. They're great to listen to, but you don't have to do extra studio work. They just record when you go to work to do your concerts.
How about Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison? That was a classic.
It never charted in America, but it got as high as 51 in Germany, 36 in Sweden, all the way up to 21 in Switzerland, and 28th in the UK.
You know, Mr. Loaf is huge there in Switzerland. Slim Jim texting in, go Jags, going to a sports bar tonight to watch it. I'm sure we'll be outnumbered by Finns fans.
Hopefully.
I will tell you this, though. We are hearing more from Jaguar fans today than we are. The silence has been deafening from Dolphins fans. Where are you? Where's the call for Tua? Are you mailing it in because you're 0-2 already? Are you all Buccaneers fans? I don't know.
Soup says Miami 38, Jacksonville 26. Tua comes in and shreds Jags D. Yeah, I think there's a chance of that happening. If do we agree that if bad Fitzpatrick comes in, like game first half against the Patriots?
Fitzpatrick.
If that happens, do you not see Tua getting a chance here?
It's okay, my over-under, it's going to require three turnovers.
Three first half
to
picks?
Bring in Tua.
Well, have to be picks, right? Or a fumble.
Well, maybe.
You can't count it. If interception bounces off his receiver's chest and it's intercepted,
I don't count that.
But two picks and a fumble, he's out.
I would say we would take at least that. I am not expecting to see Tua for another 10 days. That's just me.
I don't know. We'll see. May not come down to that. I mean, Fitzpatrick, if he plays like he did last week overall against Buffalo,
I don't think we see Tua tonight.
I think
Fitz magic comes out, and yes, I said
now,
Fitz magic. Fitz magic comes out, and Dolphins never trail.
All right, we're gonna go to the phones in a minute. We got time for a SportsCenter rundown.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
The eternal optimist. Here's Chris.
Hey, good news, Eagles fans. Alshon Jeffrey practiced today. Week 3 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. The 0-2 Dolphins looking to get their first win. They just go north on I-75 to take on the Jags. Coverage starts right here on 99.3 SBN at 8 o'clock. Former Detroit Lions Damon Snacks Harrison told Adam Schefter he's planning on playing this season after contemplating retirement. He's got a scheduled visit with the Seahawks next week. Bears, Packers, and Bengals also showing interest.
All right. 239 says, all jokes aside, thank you guys for being the best part of my work day.
You are welcome. Welcome.
All right, let's. And
happy birthday to Otis.
Wish Otis a happy birthday today. In the meantime, let's go to one of our listeners that's been with us since like the beginning and a Dolphins fan. Wig, how you been?
Wig, what's up?
Hey, hold on. Let me get my sounder going. Meow, meow, meow. Red alert, Craig. Stop calling us out.
Well, I wanted you to call, and you did, so I appreciate it.
Nah, you know what it is. You know, it's a Thursday night game, so we just sitting back, just relaxing. You know, we don't know what we're going into. See, this is what it is.
Okay.
All right.
You throw Tua out there, and he gets shell-shocked and get hurt.
Uh-huh.
And get his mind and psyche damaged. Okay.
Yeah. So how long do you want to sit on him?
Chan Gailey from the dead, because Chan Gailey was Fitzpatrick's coach when he did have Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
So that's why he put up the 28 points last week. You know, we fought back.
Yeah.
But my thing is, you know, what's kind of got me ticked off. You know, I've been a Dolphins fan literally all my life.
Absolutely.
You've seen my car. Y'all, you've seen it's tatted on me.
Yes.
Yep.
It's kind of heartbreaking to know that we get these high draft picks, we get these high free agents, and they come to Miami just to get a suntan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where Van Noy been at. He must have been in Van Nuys. when he was with the Patriots, man, this guy's like on Madden, like a 94 rating. He's coming in smashing.
Yeah,
down here in Miami, he's looking like another version of Kiko Alonso.
Oh gosh,
yeah. Oh god.
Yeah.
Well, it's week two. I mean, it's week two.
And I know because you know last year we put on those five. We won the five out of the last seven games. Mm. But I'm glad to see the maturation of Chris becoming a longtime Dolphin fan and seeing all the heartache was going to happen.
Huh.
Getting quarterbacks, getting draft picks, getting good defensive names, like when we had Carlos Dansby and then Joey Porter and all them guys just come down here to go to the script club, the King of Diamonds, and get a they try to, like, you know, find out who makes the turnover chain for the U.
Yeah.
They don't come to play football. It's like, I'm waiting to get a call here at any minute from them guys.
Yeah.
Well, what's your prediction for tonight's game?
Forget that. I want to know what Wig's wearing tonight. He's got so much gear.
What's your swag?
Hey, man, I do got so much gear. Okay, listen. I got like three outfits laid on the bed right now.
Right now.
Take a picture of that.
Since it's Thursday night and I know they used to do the color rush thing,
yeah.
I may come with my creamsicle orange.
Ooh. Woo. It's a classy look, Wig.
Or I may come with... I may do a little throwback mixed in, you know.
Yeah.
It just depends on how I'm feeling around 8 o'clock. If I be done had my little Remy in me, then, you know.
Wait, you know what we should do? Text a picture to the texter line, and we'll put it on a Twitter poll, and the fans can decide what outfit you should wear to.
We could do that.
I'll do that.
All right, listen, Wig, call us back tomorrow with an assessment of what happened.
What's
okay?
your prediction? Now, give me your prediction.
Okay, you know I'm never going to go against. See, that's why guys don't like using me on fantasy or in the football pool.
Yeah.
Because when it comes down to the Dolphins, they say, come on, man. You can't pick with your heart when you're picking against money.
Yes, you can.
But the Dolphins always win games they don't supposed to win. They lose the games that they're supposed to win.
Yeah, that can happen.
My prediction is I'm going with the Dolphins, man. I think we're going to win the game by at least four points.
Okay.
I like it, Wig.
All right, Wig.
We'll talk
to you tomorrow, all man. Right, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Text us the outfits so we can vote on it.
For everybody curious, I will be going with the throwback white Dan Marino jersey tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
The roadie.
White.
All right. I put out the bat signal, and now they're calling.
It's September in Florida. I don't want to go with a dark-colored jersey. I want to stay cool for the game.
Okay. Stay refreshed.
I'll have a Hurricane T-shirt on.
239-337-ESPN. Here is Jay. Jay, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. I'm good. So, definitely a Dolphins fan, but not a pie-in-the-sky Dolphins fan. I think this team probably is, you know, 7 wins this year, so I'll get that out of the way.
Okay.
Because I am going to pick the Dolphins to get one of those 7 victories tonight.
Okay. All right.
And I'm also going to give you a little fantasy football advice.
Okay.
Gesicki will recce the Jags tonight.
Whoa.
3 receptions, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Dolphins win 17-10.
Ooh.
And I'm going with the Aqua Cameron Wake jersey because Cameron Wake will always be a Dolphin. Estimation.
I like the Gesicki analysis.
Thank you, Jay.
I think finally coming into his own. He's a leading receiver, I believe, on the Dolphins this year anyway. So far with 11 catches, 160 yards and a touchdown. Great one here. Maybe the catch of the week.
Very good catch last week. One-handed, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm so glad that he's getting involved. I love tight ends anyway, so I'm glad that
Mike Gesicki, the leading tight end in all of football.
Mm-hmm.
Most receiving yards out of any tight end. He has 160. Next up is Hunter Henry with 156. Difference is Mike Gesicki has found the end zone once. Henry has not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take that. Gesicki has been the bright spot in this offense this year.
Yep.
Now, does your wife realize that not only is it football, it's Dolphin football?
We had a conversation.
What happens tonight? You get home at what, 7 or 6:30?
Yeah, I'll get home at about 6:45 tonight.
Dinner on the table?
No. Dinner will be wrapped up in aluminum foil, either in the fridge or in the oven. And I'll have to reheat it myself.
From last night?
No. She makes dinner for the boys at like 5.
Oh, really?
So by the time I get home, it's cold. No big deal.
So chicken tenders for you?
Yeah, I don't even care about the food portion of tonight. I got to stop off, get a new case of Corona.
Not the bad kind of Corona.
The delicious kind of Corona.
Yeah. Not Tito's.
No, yeah, Corona tonight. It's beer, it's football weather, it's Dolphins, it's Thursday night football, Eyes of America on the fence. I feel good right now, boys.
Right now,
I feel really good right now. Yeah.
I knew my tight end, love for tight ends, would spurn a plethora of
bad
tasting jokes. Yes, I knew it as soon as it was coming out of my mouth. If I physically could stop the verbiage, I would have.
Wow. All right, so you said you had a talk with the missus about tonight's game plan?
Yeah.
Will she be watching
and
with
is
you?
Is she cool, or did she roll her eyes at you again?
I wasn't paying attention. Very succinctly said, hey, Big Brother's on tonight. You know, just make your own plans to watch it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
The Dolphins will be on.
Yeah.
And she knows how I get when I watch Dolphins.
But at this point, does she go, wait a minute, it's not Sunday. What are you talking about, Dolphins? Does she know? I mean, is she?
She gets it that they normally play one primetime game a year, normally a Thursday night, you know, because NBC and ESPN don't want them.
Right.
But
get in line on that. The Lions have none. Zero. They don't even get a primetime game Thursday.
It's a great feeling when your team plays on primetime. I get a full day of doing this for 4 hours, get to really build my psyche up.
Right.
And, you know, it's the Jags, so I don't think I'm going to get torn down.
I think you're taking them lightly, Chris.
I'm not taking them lightly.
Oh, I think you're overlooking
No. See, that's where you're wrong. America is taking the Dolphins lightly, and that's where they're wrong.
Okay.
All of you.
All of us. How can we all be wrong?
Well, no one should take anybody lightly in week 2.
That's what I'm saying. It's what I'm saying.
But
shouldn't take them lightly. If this game is week 1, Dolphins are favored. So the plus 3, easy.
Okay.
That might be a pick.
Yeah.
If it was in Miami,
I'd
say Miami minus 2. If this game was in Miami tonight, I'd say it'd probably be a pick game or Miami minus 1, something like that.
Don't forget, the raucous fans of Jacksonville will be in the stadium tonight.
1-0 in front of that fan base
this
year.
They are.
Yeah, are most fans going to be allowed back in this Sunday in most of the NFL stadium?
Are they? Was that just a two-week
deal?
No,
I thought it was October when a lot of the stadiums were opening. I could be wrong on that. I thought it was October, though. They kind of went through September.
Okay, and I will tell you this. Those of you who are headed to Hard Rock this week, on Saturday night, and College Game Day is going to be in Coral Gables, not at Hard Rock, but where they were last year for the Miami FSU game. 13,000 capacity. I don't believe it. I believe it's sold out or very close to it as far as tickets go. Parking lots are going to open at 5:30 p.m. No tailgating. Masks are required, and there will be a staggered entry time on your ticket that must be adhered to.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What if you show up late?
Then you don't get in.
Traffic. Parking.
You don't get in.
You don't get in at all, or you got to wait and get in later?
You don't get in.
You got to account for that. So 13,000 fans, my understanding is it's if it's not sold out, there's a couple of seats left. Parking lots open at 5:30. No tailgating. Wear a mask. Staggered entry time on your ticket. Must comply, or you don't get in.
Okay. All right. See?
Yep.
Stuff like that doesn't even faze me anymore. It's the world of COVID. You can wear your mask, check. No big deal. Show up at a certain time, check. No big deal. I imagine it's easier flowing in and out of a stadium with only 13,000 people instead of, you know,
yes.
40, 50, whatever. So
the parking lot's open 2 hours before the game. And you can't tailgate, but what that means, you know, I'm assuming if you have some sort of a truck, as long as you don't put a grill on the parking lot,
yeah,
people are going to grill probably in their trucks or in the back of their SUVs or some kind of, something's going to happen. No, I don't think there's going to be any tents or any of that stuff allowed up, right? Or I mean, none of that stuff.
Bring something already warm and keep it warm. Mr. Bubbles texting in, do you guys know why Tampa Bay is not allowing fans in the first two games with the Dolphins and the Jags?
No,
we don't. And in fact, Ron DeSantis, governor, is questioning that as well. He's like, come on, guys, we can open. We're doing it everywhere else. I don't know what Tampa's deal is. I don't know if that's a local Tampa mayor kind of situation.
No,
I don't know if that's a Buccaneer.
Not.
Is it a Buccaneer decision?
Yeah. Team decision.
This is the Glazers.
Don't get me started on that group.
The
Glazers.
Lifelong.
What they're doing to Manchester United should be it should be taken up by
different
Interpol.
It
is unbelievable what the stinking Glazers are doing to the Red Devils. I don't even talk about them.
I won't.
We're not.
I wasn't
we
planning
on talking about them.
Sign Jadon Sancho.
I'm good.
Just make the deal.
Now, lifelong Buckeye, you're going to need to explain yourself on the
what
text
does that
line.
Mean?
Craig, don't be a pain in the ass. That's a pretty broad.
It's his
pain
character on the show.
What does that
well,
mean?
I know, but usually I need something specific.
Yeah. There's the list is long and distinguished.
I can be a pain in the ass. There's no doubt. I'm not denying that. I don't think I was in the last few minutes. Did I say something that offended you, Mr. Buckeye? I'd like to know the details.
And I'm tired already of the beard versus stash preview.
I told you, it was 2 days ago.
Tired of it. They're going to focus on it again tonight. You watch. They'll probably have a 10-minute segment about, although I'd rather see that than somebody else.
I bet you want to, I'll make a little side bet, a little sandwich, but not a sandwich bet, a friendly wager, if you will. When they go to the first studio shot, who's ever calling the game, is it the Fox guys? One will be wearing a mustache, one will be wearing a beard.
I'm not saying that. I guarantee they will be. You're
fake
absolutely
one?
Right.
A fake one, of course.
I totally agree with you.
It'll be a giggle fest.
Because every year they do the No Shave November, and Joe Buck looks ridiculous by about Thanksgiving.
Oh, I like Joe Buck.
I'm just saying.
Solid facial hair.
No, it's not solid. It's not solid.
Well, from where I sit, I think it's solid facial hair.
You look like Tyler Hero.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
You don't know what real facial hair is.
Got the swagger of Tyler Hero?
Who does?
You?
Me.
No, well.
Got the swagger of Ellen DeGeneres. What are you talking about?
Mistake.
If the Dolphins score a touchdown. Do me a favor. Can you post a video tonight at some point?
I'm a much better boss than Ellen DeGeneres.
Can you at least post a video
you know what,
tonight?
Chris? I'll give you that.
Fact.
Yeah, you are a better boss than Ellen DeGeneres.
I've never come on to anyone I've worked with.
No. She she came out. She came back.
And she made a joke of it.
And she talked about all the employers that hate her. And she tried to make light of it.
I missed that. What happened?
Do you know what's going on with her at all?
The whole story?
The whole story?
No, I mean, I see stuff all the time. I don't pay attention. Some of that stuff I pay attention to.
Oh, toxic work environment.
Some of it. I don't.
She's had a toxic
work environment.
Why, they were coming onto her?
No. Forget about his comment about coming onto her. That has nothing to do with
it.
So, toxic work environment over there on the show.
How so?
Like, you're not allowed to look her in the eye.
Why?
Ever.
Why?
She'll fire you.
She'll fire you.
I thought it was a sign of strength when you look somebody in the eye and talk to them.
She didn't want any of that because she's the top dog there.
Yeah.
Other guests have come on and said it's a rough atmosphere around there.
Well, she won't shut up during any interview she does. That's
there's power plays going on. And then when COVID happened and they shut down, you know, she didn't take care of any employees, just let them all hang. And so it all came out what a rotten boss she is, to the point where she almost got fired.
Well, there was that. There were producers who were making inappropriate comments to people working under them.
Yeah, like, there was that.
Bad place to work.
So she came back on the air for the first time this week and had to address it. I didn't see any of it. I didn't see any of the clips. I saw them.
I saw it on Twitter.
I didn't. It wasn't clickbait. I didn't click it on.
Yeah, I didn't. I saw it. You know, the real story. I saw a lot of that. What you guys are referencing, but I didn't click it on.
She seems so nice on camera too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, it's Otis's birthday. I want to send a shout out to our friend at ESPN who covers the Dolphins, Cameron Wolf.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Baby Layla Jean Wolf arrived. This is his tweet. Arrived on the evening of September 21st. Layla is healthy, beautiful, even more active than her projections. Her superhero mama doing well. Thanks in advance for all the well wishes. Excited for the new journey. Hashtag girl dad. So Cameron's been on with us a few times, and well, I'm sure we'll be again. So he's a daddy.
All right. Somebody just texted us. God, the texts are just rolling in here.
No Dolphin song?
No, somebody said you got to check out Tyler Hero's girlfriend must see and then fire emoji. All right. Let's check it out.
Yeah, solid. Solid. Is she in the bubble? Is that a long, it doesn't look like a long-standing relationship.
I don't think I've seen her. Have I seen her? Did they show her?
She looks younger than he does.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen her.
A lot of followers on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's a social media website. Eh? Yeah. You serious?
No, I mean, you know, she looks too young for me to be interested. I have to just.
Oh, you're
he's 20.
You're at that point of your life.
Yeah,
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I can't look at that.
I can pass judgment.
Okay. The heat is on, says LOL Craig. You always seem to get salty when Joe Buck is brought up. Do I?
You don't like Joe Buck, do you?
Oh, she's a model.
I think Joe Buck is solid.
Let's go to the solid. Fox. It's not what I would call Fox's number one.
Really?
She's a model. Tyler Hero's girlfriend.
She's an Instagram model. There's a difference.
Okay, I didn't get to that far. I didn't get that far.
No, I'm just saying care. That. That's
she
fine.
She can model on the back of a milk carton and she'd be good.
She's not modeling for, you know, legitimate. She has an Instagram account and people pay her.
She will get more accounts. Because of her relationship with him.
Yeah, she is in the bubble, I guess. That's why Hero put up 37.
Hmm.
Damn.
Imagine if you put back. Up, let's go to the phones. Jesse wants to talk about Ellen. This is a first on our show. Jesse, welcome to Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
Hey, Jesse.
Thanks. Good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I had a friend. His wife went on the Ellen show.
Get out.
And they flew her from Cincinnati to Chicago or wherever the show is. She did the show, and it was an awful experience, and they sent her right back on a plane that next day.
Why was she asked to be on the show?
Was she a celebrity?
She was on the show. They did like a worst haircut for like a school picture.
Oh, yeah.
And she was one of the people that was caught on to the show.
Yeah. But she's mad that they sent her on a plane the next day. That's pretty much standard operation.
No. She flew on a plane that day. There was no hotel beforehand. It was went straight to the show, straight back to the airport.
Did she talk to her at all?
Very, very bad experience.
No conversation or anything? Ellen was just rude?
Yes. No conversation. It was like bag lunches for the people on the show. Just a piss-poor experience.
No green room? Like no, you know, bunch of food and stuff and cocktails before? Like they always give on these shows? Nothing like that?
No. It was like a bag lunch.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Wow.
Anybody
right, Jesse,
goes on those
you.
Shows, you get like, they go all out for guests.
Well, it wasn't like she was a celebrity guest, though.
She
was more like a bit.
Yeah, but usually you're entitled to the green room, and they have you have anything in your heart's desire.
Yeah. On numerous people texting in that Tyler Hero's girlfriend used to be Kyle Kuzma's girlfriend. A lot of sharing, a lot of contact tracing going on. If you know what I'm saying.
Bubba Gump says she was in the back of a milk carton. That would mean she was missing. Well,
yeah, no, there's some there.
True.
All right, boys and girls, it is baseball season. The playoffs getting ready to start. The Rays won the division last night. How about that? Time for you to save money and get yourself a triple play with all of your insurance needs with Damon Briss Farmers Insurance. Bundle home, auto, and umbrella, or bundle home, auto, and boat. Bundle all three policies and save. That's your triple play discount with Damon Briss Farmers Insurance. Damon Briss Farmers Insurance was the first farmers agency in Southwest Florida. Guess what? He's still the fastest growing farmers agency in the country. Here's his phone number. I want you to call him up. I want you to say, Craig at ESPN told me to call you. He will love that. His number, 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Damon Briss Farmers Insurance. I've switched my policies. Have you switched yet?
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have Wikipedia. It's going to be Dolphins and Jaguars trivia. They play tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Nice.
I see Wig, since his phone call, has indeed texted in his picture of various options laid out on the bed of what he could be wearing tonight. There's the charcoal motif for the Dolphins with an orange logo on the hat. There's the shirt. Of course, the slacks. Next to the much louder, brighter.
Those are not slacks, Craig Sheeman.
Are the shorts?
Yes.
Dolphin shorts? I'm going to send the picture to you. I just took it.
Believe they're Dickies.
All right.
It's up at 99.3 ESPN Radio on Twitter.
Oh, it is already?
Yeah, it's up. I can't attach a poll to it, but if you want to see what it's got options.
The other one is much brighter and louder. Orange Dolphins cap with logo. The montage.
Oh, that's a good picture, Chris.
The picture montage of all Dolphins all the time. There's Dan Marino. There's Jason Taylor on the front with the orange Dickies shorts.
I don't like the gray at all. I don't like that for any team unless your colors are.
Who's number 17?
Like, Ryan Tannehill.
I like the hat. I don't like the gray. Definitely on the right. Definitely on the right.
Craig, as a Dolphins fan, we can't just go buy a new jersey every time we get a new quarterback. We're not blessed like the Detroit Lions and have had Joey Bleeping Harrington and Matt Stafford for 15 years.
Yeah.
We're not a blessed organization.
Right. I feel you. Listen, my recommendation to Wig is going to be to wear the loud
Monta.
I agree.
Because we've all met Wig.
I agree.
This is Wig's natural environment. This is what he would wear normally.
Wig is not a charcoal gray type of t-shirt.
I think that was the shirt he was actually wearing when we watched the draft together.
Not that they're not nice.
The loud one with the montage?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
Not that they're not nice. It's a nice outfit. I just don't associate those colors with the Miami Dolphins.
Or Wig.
Yeah, Wig.
Wig's brighter.
You're flashier. Come on.
Yeah, Wig is flashier.
You're panache.
A little pop.
So he's got to go with that. Okay. Very good. Glad we got that settled. Chris, what are you wearing tonight? You said you're Dan Marino roadie?
Yeah, I got the white Dan Marino, which it's a tricky spot because I have the teal Dan Marino as well, which is it's like the silk, like the 90s jersey material,
but your
actually.
Your team is on the road, you got to go with a road jersey.
Right. So I got my Dolphins hat on, which I will be wearing as well.
Yeah. Are you wearing a Dolphins golf shirt now?
No,
Dolphins
this is
color.
It's a Tiger Woods shirt, but it's teal and orange, so it kind of checks two boxes for me.
It's got the TW logo on it somewhere?
No. But it's got the Frank the head, the tiger, the head cover.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's got that logo. Yeah, which
that's
I'm
cool.
a yeah.
So and you're wearing a Detroit Tigers shirt, basically.
No, I'm not. As everybody knows, my fantasy club is House Tiger, so it really works. It's all encompassing. I'm the Tiger Woods of the league, 18 major championships, all the great stuff.
speaking 16, of fantasy, whatever. Phil Yates tweeting out a couple minutes ago. Notable fantasy stars who missed practice today and yesterday include Davante Adams, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, Josh Jacobs, and Darren Waller, Raider fans.
Jacobs and Waller?
And Waller both missed the last 2 days.
That's not good.
That was the offense.
That was the offense. Waller had like 12, 13 catches. Did he get hurt in the game?
Not that I saw.
Or is he just sore today?
Now, Jacobs got hurt.
Yeah, Jacobs
Jacobs, it looked like he got a thigh bruise or something with his hip thigh area. It looked like they were stretching him out towards the end of the game.
Patriots -6, jump on it.
Well,
It's going to go to 7.
In light of this news, yeah, get on it now.
Are we still at -3 for tonight for the Jaguars?
Yes,
has
we
that
are.
Line moved?
Well, let's see.
No, you got all the public money coming in on the Jags, but the sharps are on the fins.
My guess is by kickoff, it might go up to 3.5.
I got it at 3. I'm locked in.
So did I.
Taking that to the bank.
It's
going to be Halloween with all the Skittles I'm going to be rolling in tomorrow.
I don't need to mess around with no money line on this game.
Have it at +4.
Wrong team is favored.
The total went up. The total's now 49. Is it 49? I thought it was 48.
Oh.
I believe it went up.
It's
yes.
3-49 right now.
Chris, I think Jags you should sit this one out.
I'm not sitting this out. Sit this out.
I
it's
don't,
football season, I Craig. I don't sit things
ooh,
out.
I don't
Patriots
bet on my own team.
-5.
Jump on it.
Jump on. Got to.
Readjust.
Sit out. I don't sit out primetime football
but
games.
But you think with your heart,
he's
not
the
your
Deion Sanders of the Southwest Florida.
You're right. Even though he's from here, so technically he's the Deion Sanders of Southwest Florida. But no, I'll take that mantle. You start calling me Prime. I
mean. No, I'm not going to call you Prime. I refuse to call you Prime.
You already have a nickname, Ellen.
Not as cool.
Not as cool.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm on like a little high right now. I'm excited.
You are like night and day compared to how you
were
buzzing,
man.
Yesterday.
I'm buzzing. Clean and sober for 30 hours. I mean, I'm getting there.
Good job.
So how many beers will you drink tonight? It's a beer night. You
know, he'll do a six-pack. He'll do a six-pack.
Oh, a six-pack.
No.
Easily.
12.
By halftime.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah. This is
12
a,
beers.
Easily.
Really?
Not easily. 12. Not 12. It depends.
I don't drink 12 beers in a month.
Oh, come on. That's nothing. Three beers a quarter.
It depends on how the game flow is going. Like, I don't go into a game. If I'm an offensive coordinator, I don't just say I'm playing this off, right? I got to get in. I got to feel the game flow, right? And I got to know, okay, is this a passing game? I'm going to have to pace myself a little bit more. If we're running the ball, we got to slam them. Let's get through these.
Hold on. Are you more likely to crack open another one or twist off or whatever you do?
Pop off.
If things are going bad for stress relief or if things are going good for celebration?
Or will you switch?
I will not switch. No, I've learned I don't do well when I switch.
So
that results in not a primetime Chris the following day on the show.
Are you a defensive? We're doing bad drinker or a celebratory? What would increase your total? A good night or a bad night is what I'm asking.
A bad night will increase my total.
Okay. Wig has just offered a third outfit. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's the same shirt, I think.
Is that the montage shirt? Okay.
Yeah.
Windex says Chris is Optimus Prime of Southwest Florida.
Yeah, that's about right. Mm. Saving the galaxy?
I guess.
Or this world, at least.
Wow. All right. Very good.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
We've talked plenty about the Jaguars and the Dolphins. Now it's time to put it all together. Okay.
We'll talk more about this game later, too, because I really want to dive into it.
Okay. But first, we're going to play Wikipedia. And today's topic is Dolphins and Jaguars trivia. So what we need now from you is caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN. Caller number 9 will get a $50 gift card to John Michael Diamond in Cape Coral. John Michaels offers a wide selection of all types of jewelry, including gold and sterling silver. With the latest styles and engagement rings, necklaces, earrings, bracelets, and much more. I bet you could even get like a gold Dolphins trinket like I know Wig has. He's got all kinds of jewelry.
Love trinkets.
Around the Dolphins gear. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepard, Wikipedia, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Let's welcome Paul in Cape Coral to the program. Paul, how are you?
Paul. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, guys.
How old are you, Paul?
I am 46.
And what do you do for a living here in Southwest Florida?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, how's that going so far?
Thank you.
It's kind of different this year.
Yeah.
What grade?
Yeah, what grade?
Grades, middle school.
Okay.
Eighth grade.
Well, good luck, man. Keep doing what you do. We're supporting you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
By the way, are you a – well, who's your favorite NFL team?
I am definitely a Dolphins fan. I'm not certain I'm extremely trivial, but I am definitely a Dolphins fan. Hands up.
All right. Very good. Then let's see how you do here. Dolphins and Jaguars trivia, since they play tonight on Thursday Night Football. You get to go first, and the first one to three correct answers is a winner. Paul, who was the first Dolphins player to rush for 1,000 yards in a season?
Oh, ever?
Yeah.
Wow. Zonka.
Yes! Yes, good start. 1-0,
right?
Paul.
Yeah.
Larry Zonka did it in the 71 season. All right, Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Who is the leading receiver in Dolphins history?
I'm going to say it's one of two. I'm going to say Clayton.
Ooh.
I know it's one of the two.
Paul in the cake with a chance to steal. It's not Clayton. Who was the leading receiver in Dolphins history?
It's the other one.
I have no idea who the other one is. My guess would have been Clayton, so I'm gonna concede and say I have no clue.
Oh,
God. It's got to be Duper. I should have said
Mark Super Duper, 8,869. It was Duper and Clayton, the combo that Marino would throw to.
In the Bears game in 85.
Oh.
All right. Yep. Never fear. You're still up, Paul, 1-0. Next question is for you, Paul. Here we go. Who was the first coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Oh, my gosh. First coach of the Jaguars. I'm not even sure what team that was. Was the Oilers the team that moved over to Jacksonville? I'm not even sure.
No, they were a franchise. No,
they were just expansion.
Expansion.
All by themselves.
Oh, they were an expansion back then that year. Shoot. Honestly, I got no clue. I didn't have a guess.
Give me a guess. I was going to say, just throw out a name, and you'd probably get it right. If you
Tom
could think,
Coughlin.
It was okay, Tom, I'm going with Joshua.
It was Tom Coughlin. All right, Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Who was the first Jaguars 1,000-yard rusher?
I believe, I want to say Taylor.
Correct. Fred Taylor, 1998.
Yep.
Nice.
Back to Paul. Nice. Now we're tied at one. Paul, who did the Jaguars select with the 10th overall pick of the 2011 NFL draft?
Oh, my gosh. Probably 2011. 10th overall pick. Come on. I have no idea. I don't know anything about the Jaguars. You should be asking Dolphins questions.
All right. Pete, would you have a guess?
It was, what year?
11.
2011.
11.
The 10th pick.
It's got to be.
He's still in the league.
Oh.
Got to be a quarterback. I'm giving you hints now.
No.
Still in the league.
Still in the league.
9 years later.
Yep. Still in the league.
Jeez. Still in the league. Now, it's got to be it's not a defensive player. No, I'd say.
That wasn't an official answer.
The only one I could think of. Is he still in the league? Henny? No,
he was selected by the Dolphins.
Oh, I don't
Blaine
know.
Gabbert is the correct answer.
He stunk.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Don't remember that.
I'm going to handicap that as the most difficult one on you. All right, Pete Shepard, this is for you. We're still tied at one.
All right.
What team did the Dolphins defeat to win their first Super Bowl?
The Colts.
Paul in the cape. What team did the Dolphins beat to win their first Super Bowl in Super Bowl VII?
Idiot.
71, right? 71. Who did they win? I'm not looking anything up. I promise I'm driving, so I can't. 71. Who would have been a good... I'll go with the 49ers. I don't know. 49ers.
The Washington football
Reds,
team.
The Washington football team.
All right, this one's for Paul. We're still not in at one. Yeah. Miami Dolphins player is the NFL's all-time leader in fumble return touchdowns with six? fumble returns for touchdowns?
I'll go with Wake. No.
Right position.
Yeah.
Pete?
Okay.
Taylor?
Yes, it was Jason Taylor.
Yeah.
But Pete does not get that point.
He doesn't get a steal point?
No. He's not allowed to steal. It's all
rigged against me.
All right, Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Still trying to break a 1-1 tie. Mm-hmm. Who did the Jaguars take with the first pick of the 1995 NFL expansion draft?
Brunell.
No, it was him.
Paul Nacape.
1995. I don't even know if I was watching football then.
I'll give you a hint. It's a defensive player, I think.
Oh,
no.
Am I wrong? No, don't forget my hint. Forget my hint. I'm wrong.
95 NFL expansion draft. Who did they take?
What was their draft position? It was the first pick?
Well, yeah, they were expansion team, so it was expansion draft.
Okay, so they got the first, right. 95. Holy crap. I don't even know. I can't even draw it out. I don't know.
Well, according to this, is Steve Berline. Now, I would have guessed Tony Boselli.
No.
I'm wrong about that?
No, I think you're right, Steve Berline. I was thinking Boselli after I
Tony Boselli was in the real draft.
Yeah.
This is expansion draft.
You're right. The Houston Texans took Boselli in their expansion draft. That's why I'm confused. Okay. Yeah. We are still tied at one. This question, and we're out of music and out of time. Paul, this is for you. The largest win in Jaguars history was 62-7 over what team?
This one hurts.
Over what team? 62-7. No years. No,
I'll give you the year. 99 playoffs.
The 99 playoffs.
Yep.
Who would have stunk back then?
Keep in mind, it was a playoff, so they weren't that stinky.
Oh, that's stinky. That's true.
That's what my kids call poops.
Let's go with the Steelers.
No, sir.
No, the Miami Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins.
That was Dan's last game, right?
Dan Marino's last game.
Last game.
Went out 62-7. All right.
See, even if I knew that answer, I wouldn't have been able to say that.
All right. Final question. It goes to Pete. If Pete misses it, then Paul will get a chance to steal. Oh, this is for the win, boys. Pete Shepard.
Yep.
The largest win in Dolphins history was a 52-0 win over what team in the 1972 magical season?
They weren't in the league yet. God, that's tough. Jeez. I will say the Bengals.
Incorrect. Chance to steal, Paul, in a cape. If you get this, you win. Largest win in Dolphins history. It was 52-0 over what team in 1972?
Okay, well, I really hope it's the Patriots.
Yes, it is! It is!
I was trying to think, that was Plunkett's second year, and they were the worst.
Yeah. Paul, way to pull it out!
I didn't want it to be true.
All right, congratulations.
I wanted it to be true, and I didn't think it was.
I know.
And yet it was, the gift that keeps on giving all these years
Poor
later.
Poor Jim Plunkett.
All right, Paul, thank you for listening. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Hot takes by me. It's the 5 o'clock hour. Plus, more on tonight's Dolphins-Jaguars game. Thursday night football, week 3 in the NFL. Sheeman and Shepard. And also, Kevin Todd will be joining us at the bottom of the hour from the sportsbrokers.com website.
And Ronald Moore back to torture Indiana for one more year for Purdue.
Things are happening.
I'm not even worried. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.